Hello?
Hello, my name is Quay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I forgot what I was calling for. Oh, shoot. Dang, I called a long time ago. Oh, Lord. Now, I totally forgot. I know there was something wrong with, oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, I tried to fill out for the, the blender, the mixer.
Mm-hmm.
For the mixer, and it said you had to pay $2 for shipping or something.
Mm-hmm.
I put my card information up there, and it wouldn't take it. It wouldn't take. It kept saying, I don't know. It just wouldn't let me put it up there. It wouldn't take the information.
Okay, so there's two reasons why it may be rejecting the information. Is probably because either your bank is denying it, and, you know, they may think it's a fraudulent transaction, like it's not you trying to attempt it, or you may have used that card in the past. I know you can't get another account with the same card information, is what I'm trying to say.
I can't what?
Like, say you can't, if you already have a subscription or you already have a product of ours, you can't use that same card information twice. So that's the only two options. Either your bank declined it or you already have it in the system.
It's a credit card. I mean, it's a credit card. I tried to use a credit card.
So is it a Visa card?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay, yeah, I know you can use the MasterCard. So, yeah, those are the only two options, the reason why I was not allowing it to go through. Either your bank is your card company is declining it, or it has already been used before.
Well, it has not been used before. Why would the bank decline? It's a transaction.
But, I mean, you know, if some banks have, like, a fraud detection, they may think that it's not you attempting. Say it's an unusual, like, product that you're not used to making. Some banks have fraud detection where they just assume that it may not be you, and then they may just, like, decline the transaction until you verify that it was you trying.
All right, so you see my bank, and you see the information that I put in there?
I don't see anything because you don't have an account. I mean, I can just say you have an old account.
It's $2 that you're supposed to pay for this thing.
The shipping and handling, yes, ma'am.
That's it, and then you get this blender.
The blender? Is it like a little personal blender?
No, it's a big.
Is it red?
Yeah.
Okay, so I know that is it's a sweepstakes entry to win that KitchenAid.
Yeah, well, I did that, and it said I won the thing.
Okay, but yes, ma'am, if it's not accepting the card information, those are the only two reasons why. And if you don't have an account, we're not able to assist. I can just give you the advice on why it is declining it.
What, a Walmart account?
Ma'am?
A Walmart account?
No, ma'am. I'm talking about an account with us.
Who are you? It was Walmart up there.
Yes, ma'am. We're not affiliated with Walmart.
So who are you?
I'm a third-party call center. We house 400 different companies and thousands of products.
Excuse me? What is the name of your company?
In order for me to see, you would have to have an account for us in order for me to even see what you have now. But since you don't...
All right, well, who are you? I'm asking, who are you? What is your name?
My name is Quay.
What is the name of your company that I need to have an account with?
Yes, ma'am. I house 400 different companies. In order for me to see what you have, you would have to already have an account in order for me to even assist you.
Well, how would I have an account if I'm